One of the biggest breakthroughs people can achieve is happiness. And it's something so many people want, but a lot of us, we can overcomplicate it. We can be going in the wrong direction. So this episode is going to be designed to center us all back towards happiness, towards that goal. And regardless of if you feel like you're too young or if you're too old to really embrace happiness the way that you want to embrace it, we're going to just shatter that age myth and talk about how you can achieve your version of happiness. Our guest who joins us today is a high school student who speaks to other high school students and young adults on how to be positive, happy, strong, and productive. Helping people understand where happiness comes from and how it can be fostered and shaped is what our guest specializes in. Our guest who joins us is none other than Sean Swick. Sean, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Sean, it's a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success. And I do feel like there are so many people who want happiness. Like, we all want it. It's just a matter of us reaching our defined version. So I do feel like, though, not enough people define a correct version of it. Like, for a lot of people, happiness is just about having more money, but there's a lot more to it than that. So how do we get that proper definition to it?
I mean, you mentioned that some people just, you know, relate it to just having more money. The thing about that is you can always have more. Like, you can't just be like, once I achieve this, I will be happy, because there's always more to achieve. Happiness is just when you appreciate where you are in life, and you're like, that includes your successes and your struggles.
Yeah, and that's a really great point. I mean, just to appreciate where you are and not feel like you are in a position of lack, because if you make six figures, it's easy to look and go for seven. And I do think there is a good to wanting more, to wanting to see progress. But how can we have that balance between continuing to seek more progress and go after our goals without it overwhelming us and hurting our happiness?
I mean, the grass is always green on the other side, right? It's important to have goals. It's important to have objectives, because that's how we stay driven. But you can never let it overwhelm you. You can't always look at just people that are ahead of you, because they were once in your shoes. So just make sure that you realize where you are and you're happy with everything that you are doing and the situation you're in. You can't just compare yourself to others constantly.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really great insight. I do feel like people are looking at the other side and seeing that the grass is green without knowing the context. And you do see so many people comparing themselves. Like, I feel like this is especially true of social media numbers. You look at someone who has thousands of subscribers and you have like a few hundred and you're like, oh, I don't feel good about myself. But it's like how people compare their chapter one to someone else's chapter 20. I mean, it takes a lot of steps to get to a big audience.
And it's sad now, especially there's more and more of that, with especially Instagram focusing on those, you know, flashy moments and big numbers, where in reality, they're just like you and they started just where you are.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like not enough people think about, you know, where everyone starts at the same playing field. Everyone starts at zero. That's a better way to put it. Like, everyone starts.
Everybody does.
And so, like, you know, like, comparing ourselves, that's a big thing that hurts people's happiness. What would you say are some of the other things that prevent people from being happy?
Focusing on the negatives. I mean, it sounds stupid, but you can even look at the media. Like, if you have watched the news recently with this whole COVID-19, it always focuses on the bad, because that's what attracts people's eyes and people's attention. That's just the fact, because before, negative things require actions, whereas positive things sometimes don't. So we always focus on the negatives, and that's one of the most self-destructing things we can do.
Yeah. You know, fascinating story. Time magazine used to be a fully positive media outlet, and then they realized, oh, this isn't selling. The negative news is the type of stuff that sells. So that's when they started to, that's just one of the things that I've come across. And it's really fascinating how the negative news, the negative headlines are the things that sell.
Yes, which instead is awful.
Yeah, it's instead of saying five ways to protect yourself from, you know, losing money, the headline would be like, five money suckers that are depriving you. Like that, kind of, like, you see that stuff a lot, but how can we tune that out and focus just on ourselves and what we should be doing.
I mean, even with the COVID-19 numbers, like you see more, like it's focused on the death, whereas the people that actually healed from it, because if it was mentioned both equally, you'd realize that it's not as dramatic as they make it seem. In order to avoid that, just stay grounded, tune away from the news, especially times like right now where everybody's watching news, everybody's watching like every little thing. Always think of the context. Never, you know, you see a big number and you're like, oh my God, that's the worst thing ever. But always try to contextualize it, because that will make sure that you know the information you're receiving.
Yeah, I mean, it's just important to, you know, not let those headlines take you, because the idea of those headlines is that, you know, they want you to just go back to tomorrow's article, the article after that. And that's good when you have like a positive story or you have like something that's going to teach people. But I feel like too many people get stuck on the wrong content consumption habits. They're consumed, like, you're listening to Breakthrough Success. So like, you're definitely listening to stuff that's up leveling you. But there are so many people who, they just get stuck on the negative stuff, and then they wonder why they're not happy. It's because they keep feeding themselves this negative content.
Yeah, which is number one thing to avoid, according to me, for sure.
And it's interesting, you're an advocate for, you know, it's never too, you can never be too old or too young to be happier. And I feel like, you know, on the old side, like, you know, you feel like you could have done things and you have regrets, yeah, and you feel like you can't go back in the past. And maybe people who think they're too young, they may be on the camp of, you know, when I grow up or when I get out of college or when I do this and when this is possible. How can we learn to be happy in those moments and just any general moment where it feels like something is stacked against us or we don't have a certain status yet?
I mean, there's a couple of tricks that I like to anchor myself on. Number one, no matter where you are, like you could be, you think, you know, according to you, too old or according to yourself, too young. But no matter where you are, number one, start your day with positive affirmations, because you can always be like, you know, once I get a car or once I get a home or whatever, but there's always going to be a next step. So just focus on right now and start your day with positive affirmations. Surround yourself with positive people. Try to live in the moment, focus on good things and avoid things like the media, things like that. And then just smile. I mean, it sounds dumb, but just smile. It's proven to help a lot.
And there's a lot of really simple things to make it work, whether it's in happiness or in business, but it's the simple things that sound like, oh, really? That those are the ones that really have the most effect. Like just smiling really takes you a long way. Now, Sean, I know you started young, like you are in high school right now, and this is one of the rare instances where I'm the old guy on the show. But I am wondering if you could share with us, like, what really inspired you to get started at this age?
Well, there was, I think it was 3 years ago. I was just a super happy kid. I wouldn't say positive, but just happy. And I was living a perfect life, really. And I never understood why people would go in such extreme measures to take their own lives, for example, which was an environment that I grew up in. I had a couple acquaintances take their own lives. And then I moved away from all my friends, my family. Well, of course, except my parents. And then just my whole life, really, I was just gone. And I faced a lot of hard times and I was really unhappy. And then I started researching. I started reading books. I started a little blog. And I worked really hard on myself, just one step at a time. And then when I finally got to a point where I was okay again, I started to be able to spot those patterns of people who were just not happy enough. And then from there, I went on to help my friends and then acquaintances. And then I've spoken at a couple schools, but just helping people achieve a positive mindset to be happy.
I mean, that's the thing you really love to hear, in the sense that Sean had it, you know, like he had to pick himself up. And now he's using that skill, all the stuff he learned, to help other people who they need that person. They need to pick themselves up. And it's a really beautiful concept. It's really a beautiful why behind the work it is that you do.
Yeah, thank you.
I know that we've touched on some of this stuff already, just because, you know, like ways to boost happiness, they just sprinkle out in this episode. But what were some of the big things that helped you go from that state of unhappiness to picking yourself up gradually to get to where you are now?
The most important thing was just to keep moving in the right direction. It's often hard, especially when you're so unhappy, to move in the right direction. But even if it's just small steps, number one thing is just take small steps to where, towards where you want to be. That was the most helpful thing. And then I relied on, especially my dad, but just people that are close to you. You can rely on them. It's not like I have a friend who is depressed, but took him a long time to actually tell his parents because it was a pride thing to him. And it never was to me. So I seeked help when I needed it, and I focused on heading the right direction.
I love how you bring up the pride part, because I feel like that's going to hurt people's pride to admit that, you know, yes. Like, especially to important people in their life, where it's, you know, like, I'm not feeling happy, or I'm not feeling like I'm doing this properly. And
there's nothing to be ashamed of. Like,
how can we get better at, you know, because for some people that pride thing is really there. So how can we just be open about it?
I mean, there's no, you know, secret formula, but realize A, it's in your head. Like, this whole pride thing, it's just in your head. It's not real. I mean, of course it's real. You're going to feel it, but it's just an emotion. It's just a feeling, just a thought. What you really need is to rely yourself on others. So just make sure that you understand, or try to get in your head, that it's not pride and you really need somebody's help when you do.
Yep. I mean, you just got to keep asking for help. It's a common practice in business. Ask people for help. Your business grows. Ask people for help in your life, the right people.
Right people.
I mean, that's, you know, we got to put that really big disclaimer, right people. But I think Sean is one of those right people. I mean, I think he's, you see, like, if you heard the whole story, which is very powerful as to, you know, why it got started, there's a meaning attached to it. And I think you guys should follow him. So, Sean, where do we go to keep following your work and journey?
Number one spot is seanswick.com. I have a website, I have a blog, I have articles. You can contact me from there. If you're going through anything at all and need some help, you can contact me there. Other places would be sean.swick on Instagram. And I'm starting a podcast called Positivity School, where you can get more info there too.
Well, definitely be checking out your podcast when it comes out. The link to your website will be in the show notes. We'll also throw in my strategy call link for anyone who wants to book a call with me. But Sean, this was such a great episode. Thank you for coming on Breakthrough Success.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Thanks a lot.